Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keeping the Girl. I am your host, Karen. And as always, we know it is 100% Mirage.
Yes, we are back in the house, ready to recap everything that was happening last week.
Yay, we are here for it. But before we go on, let's talk about the one, the only, the host with the most, Keith Malley.
That's me. That's me. How you guys doing? Do you guys prank each other on April Fool's Day?
Absolutely not. Nah. Mm-mm. We don't play those games over here. Also, Karen's an Aries. She gets very upset about things.
Right.
So, you know, don't let the smile and the honey sweet babies fool you. I can't be like, I was dead, psych.
I'm a sucker. Like I fall for the tricks really easily and be emotionally invested. And then I'm mad at you because I was like, how dare you trick me?
I turn my phone off. I don't leave the house. I put up blackout curtains. No one's getting me.
It's the worst. I honestly, and Karen's birthday is tomorrow.
Yes.
So like, you know, I don't want to play any games and then try to be happy birthday tomorrow. That's
right.
Bad taste in your mouth.
that defeat the purpose. I was like, it's funny when it happened to other people. It's not funny when it happens to you.
Right. Did you see the one today that was like, and I'm assuming it's April Fool's because any news today is April Fool's to me.
That's how I feel.
But was
you're thinking Spotify. What, oh, I thought you were going to say Jesus coming back from the dead.
Oh, no. I don't care. Okay. That's an oldie, but good.
Okay.
Goodie. It was Spotify is trying a new dating app where you match each other through your playlist. And I was like, that's actually really good, like field testing. Foreign idea like that.
Right. Yes.
That made us all the focus group because I saw that when it was like that might not be that bad.
Right. If we're kind of on the same path, also if our lists are similar,
I mean it's I believe it's complete bullshit, but my guess is it's supposed to make us feel like, hey, you know, if you listen to the same music I listen to, we would, you know, maybe vibe on a date or something. Which I think is kind of cool. Like I was like, ooh, that's a fun April Fool's-y thing. But now I wish it was real. You know,
it's weird when companies do it and they, you know, there's a Golf VR put out a thing. Now it's impossible, so of course it was a joke. But they're saying you can see legs now in golf in VR. But you're just telling me shit you can't do.
Right? Yeah.
Then you're like, well, why don't I see legs? A great question.
Yeah, you know where I'm standing just the same. It's not insane to draw legs.
Right. To draw legs in the crotch area. What is wrong with you people? Roger?
Yes.
Who is the sponsor?
Oh, the sponsor for today's show is Old School Gambling.
Mm.
That's right. You're listening to podcasts. You're watching TV. All the sports leagues are in bed with it's FanDuel and it's you know, it's DraftKings, all this stuff. I hear what they're saying, and that's cool. But what if you don't want to deal with all that complicated digital online? I gotta show a license. When can I get my money? Right. What state am I in?
Yeah.
I'm promoting Old School Gambling. You just go find a guy on your block. You know, some people call them bookies. And you put in a couple of bids on some things. And if it doesn't work out, in addition to getting your money right away or not getting your money, you add the stakes. Okay. FanDuel is not going to break your leg if the Bulls lose by more than three.
Right.
But what about those of us that need that adrenaline that got us in the game? Okay. Mm. Just seeing a negative account balance means nothing to me, but a negative finger. Okay, now we're talking. That's why you get into gambling in the first place. So go old school. Find a barbershop near you. That's where they hang out. And just find a guy. They know a guy. The barber know a guy. And say, I'd like to get into some old school gambling at a barbershop near you.
And maybe you'll do better at gambling because, again, the stakes are high. You do have to pay.
It's about the rush.
Right.
Yeah.
What they tell me.
How do you get paid for these ads again?
Well, in this case, I got a guy. that knows a guy, and then I put in a little something on him, and he'll take care of me.
I see. Okay, well.
Just tell him Rod sent you. Wherever, right. Whatever city you're in, it doesn't matter. Tell him Rod sent you. Last week on Keith and the Girl, I get a little bit of the vig.
All right, well, congrats.
Yep.
Congrats. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And completely, you know, safe and legal is not what this is, because that is not how you get a rush. The rush comes from it being illegal and not safe. Who the hell wants this bullshit gambling?
Meanwhile, it still seems safer than getting food at a fast food restaurant.
It really is. Yes. Speaking of which, minimum wage.
Yes.
A Reading teen, Reading, I guess, being the location.
Okay.
Reading teen arrested, accused of shooting while waiting for food at Jack in the Box.
Shooting at the box?
Yeah. Police have arrested an 18-year-old in connection with an alleged shooting that occurred at a Jack in the Box drive-through in East Cypress on East Cypress Avenue early Thursday morning.
In the drive-through.
Police say... In the drive-thru, not even in the restaurant. It happened around 3 a.m.
Okay.
Good shooting time, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fifth meal. And they said nobody was injured in the incident.
Wow. Bad aim?
I guess. I don't know. They say the occupants in two vehicles that were in the drive-thru lane got into an argument while they were waiting for their food. And if... and I did... An individual identified as Trayvon Gage Evanoff of Reading got out of one of his vehicles. Well, I think you just mean his vehicle, right? Got out of one vehicle and went to the other vehicle, which then drove away. Evanoff started shooting at the vehicle as it left the fast food restaurant.
Oh, so, no, like, two people were in one car. They had some kind of fight. He got into another car. Drove away, and then the first car started shooting at the second car.
That's what, yeah, he started shooting at the second car as he was driving away.
Okay. Right?
That's what it sounds like. He, as an individual identified as Trayvon, so Trayvon got out of one vehicle, then he got into another vehicle, that vehicle drove away, he started shooting at the original car he was in.
Do we know,
wow.
Are they all men, do we know?
Let's just assume.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm making that assumption. I might be wrong, but yeah.
Who knows?
Did they get after their firing, food?
Sounds like not. Okay. After firing his gun, Evanoff calmly apologized to the Jack in the Box staff, paid for and then received his food.
Okay.
And then left before the police got there.
At least he was a gentleman.
Well, you got to do, after you realize what you did, you got to do crazy shit so you can say you're crazy later.
I didn't mean to scare y'all.
I'd go in and mop the floors or something, you know? They're like, what are you? You don't work here. Like, I'm nuts.
There's something about paying for the food, but still leaving before the cops showed up.
Right.
That is a new twist on these stories. Mm-hmm. Normally, they stick around to be like, officer, let me tell you why I had to almost murder somebody.
Oh, and you know what this tells me? Black. Because only the blacks out of town would it take them so long to get to you that you could pay for the food, wait for all your food to probably be freshly cooked. Because, you know, he had to get a fresh beef Mexi-Melt.
Right.
Straight off the grill.
Nothing is cooked and waiting on you at 3 a.m.
Nothing.
Everything's to order. So, yeah, he probably waited a good 15 minutes.
Everything is always a shocker. Yeah. They're like, what? Somebody ordered some shit.
Right. It's 3 a.m. What are you doing?
Right? Why are you here?
Maybe he waited for a minute. He's like, oh, man, it really is a joke in my town. Fuck this. Yeah. I'm out. Sorry, guys. I'm leaving. I got to go.
Yeah. We had a situation where we had a neighbor that was drunk, apparently.
This was so crazy.
And the Lyft car dropped her off here. As me and Karen were walking into our apartment, the guy asked us, like, do you know her? And we're like, we don't. No. And says, well, her friend put her in the car. She won't get out. She's too drunk. Can you help her get to her apartment? And you're like, fine, because you could see the other option was he was going to leave this woman in the middle of the parking lot.
Right.
And we called the police, and it took them like 30, 40 minutes just to get here for this. I know it's probably low priority.
Yeah,
but
probably low priority.
Still, like, that's a pretty long time for someone to be literally, she was basically ass out in the middle of the fucking street. Yeah. Anything could have happened at that one.
Yeah, and the story's so weird that something might have happened.
Yes. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
That's why we stayed. And me and Roger talked about it. I was like, shame on your friend, because she was so toe up, Keith,
right,
that she couldn't talk. She couldn't communicate. She couldn't tell us where she was. And she did eventually get out. Took about 10 good steps, hit the curb.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought she had died because she was up. And she said, poof. I said, oh, Lord, did the woman die? Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it was.
Yeah, that was me.
We live on the black side of town. And that's why we know this must have happened on the black side of town. It took way too long for the police to get there.
Yeah, and she had one of them party dresses on. And the thing is, she was so drunk. I don't even think she realized her dress was like hiked up around her waist.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we was like, was oh crazy. No.
It was crazy.
What's a party dress?
Everyone knows this dress. It's the dress that white girls wear when they go club hopping. It's the really tight dress that's like a skirt that they constantly have to tug at the pool.
Yeah, they have to constantly pull below their ass.
Yeah, really,
right around
really
your thighs.
Form-fitting one-piece dress.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Everyone knows it. And
it's a classic.
Yeah, and if you're so very drunk, it just rides up and you're not pulling it down. And she was just ass out in the street.
She really was.
Really wild. But the point, that's all besides the point. The real point is it took so fucking long for the cops to get here. It was crazy.
Right.
And this motherfucker had time to shoot at people, order food,
apologize
and pay for food, and then leave. Cops still weren't there. Definitely the black side of town. He was arrested Thursday afternoon on suspicion of gross negligent discharge of a firearm.
That's
in a public place.
That's crazy because Jack in the Box accepted his apology. Right. So what kind of bullshit is this?
Right.
I know they was like, nah, you good, dog. At least you ain't shooting him.
They're like, gross negligence is for ordering Jack in the Box at 3 a.m.
That's, period, right?
Yeah, we got to stop that in this town. and other gun-related charges, officers searched his vehicle and found a semi-automatic pistol, because why get rid of the evidence? And it had his serial number removed, which I'm sure is another crime. So
yes.
That's got to be illegal.
Good luck to that, gentleman. And yeah, enjoy your... Hope the Jack in the Box was worth it.
I do too. Right.
And yeah, that's it for minimum rage.
I wonder what his final meal is going to be.
Ironically, he wants a Big Mac.
Probably is. Hey, ATG, y'all.
Yes.
Episode 3801. The very best of you know who? Keith Mallory.
All right.
Oh,
glad you got
the name right.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. I got.
Was he an asshole?
Yeah, that's the question.
He's cool. He's easy breezy. He's a good guy to know. If you're in his orbit, you're gonna have a pretty sweet life. So there are some people that never heard my stand up albums. I realized, and I'm like, you know what might be fun? I'm gonna play one. So this was the one called "Good Clean Fun," the very best of Keith Mallory, with Tech Andrew on the buzzer in case I didn't keep it clean. Yeah, and it was fun to put out, and people seemed to dig it.
Yes, I like the new logo.
Oh, and cool.
And after 10 years, how does it feel to re-listen?
I was pleased with it. You know, there's not outdated language in this one, let's say, you know, the R word or something like that. Yeah, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and I can't help but get nervous again. Yeah, I know I mentioned this, but it did do well. But, you know, you're putting it out again for people that never heard it. It's like, did everything change? Is it no good anymore? But
and yeah, the original plan for this episode was Lucy Pohl was going to be on, right, but she wasn't able to be on. So then you put out the stand-up album, right?
Correct.
Now, do you know why she wasn't able to be on, and was she an asshole?
This is Keith Mallory's not a good friend per se, in that he forgot to follow up. What was the family emergency? But he's fun to be around.
Yes,
that's fun. You stated that you cuss a lot. When did you realize that this was a fact, Keith?
I think when I realized it's a fact when I decided to do a clean comedy album. And then I'm like, ooh, there's a lot of words that I say. But like I said in that album, it saves a lot of time, these curse words.
Yes.
Than spelling mm-hmm. something out with regular words.
Yes. That is my favorite thing about cussing.
Yeah.
It gets straight to the point.
I don't got the time. Y'all ain't busy.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't got
you already know everything when I be like, that motherfucker. You know everything that just happened
right.
before we get to anything else. I was going to ask, too, because I've seen your stand-up written out. Like, he sent the last one yep. to me to just check out and stuff. And in this one, there's times where Tech Andrew stops you in the middle of like a thing to be like, hey, you're cussing. Is that planned out? Does Tech Andrew know the cue, or is he really off the top of the dome being like, that's a cuss word, that's too far?
It's planned out, because that would be very, very out of line for him to do that.
Yeah.
Performing for Christ's sake.
Like, I don't know why, but when you put this out years ago and I listened to it, in my mind, I was like, wow, Tech Andrew, that dude's on the fucking ball.
Right?
I don't know how he even knew that was a... And now...
Be like, he better than the TV guys.
Right. Now having written comedy, now having seen Keith's writing, I was like, oh no, there's no fucking way you let really? Someone interrupt your stand-up in the most important day of the year. No, you kill him.
There was one buzz that he missed, and so I had to keep going and act like, you know, everything's fine. This isn't... You know, as dirty as it could be. Other than that, yeah, it worked out perfectly. I thought it was funny that somebody on the forums said they remember this show from 10 years ago, and they believe that I switched the buzzes around for the re-release or something. I'm like,
what?
Huh? How would I do that?
Who has the time?
Right. Like, you know, this is recorded, right? Like,
now that I think about it, 7 years later, yeah, I gotta change that one buzz to 3 minutes.
This was so much fun, Keith, and I was laughing when you said that clean words can hurt too.
Right,
I was like. And actually, clean words, depending on how you use them, can actually cut deeper, because that's when I know you're serious.
Right. Yeah.
And your dad, it's like it's, your dad and mom, the idea then, like knowing now what's
right.
up.
Right.
But the idea then of like your dad being able to listen to this, and now I'm like, oh no, 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 no.
Right.
No. It's a good joke, but he'd hate this just as much as anything where you cursed.
Yeah, I can't be talking about going down on a woman that's on her period just because I didn't curse.
But it was so funny. And how many more times can you do this if something happens? Because I feel like you're going to run out of specials once you get to like 10, 15 no-shows.
That's right. So I can do this 16 more times.
Okay.
In fact, the following show after that, I put out the next to last album to get people horny for the latest. The latest being Nice Straight Tricksters. That was I'm Dating Your Mom. And I played that. And that was fun to re-listen to, too.
If you take a vacation... Are you worried you're going to burn like five of these in a week?
No. People can wait.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you know, you got to slow down a little bit.
Right.
Right. See him to leave and everything is on the free.
fans are out there like, hey, look, if we all hold steady, we can get the new special. We just got to wait long enough.
We can break them, y'all. We can break them. Hold the line.
We can get it all, guys. We just got to just make people not show up, okay? We're gonna get this thing.
Keith, what was the poll?
I don't think I had one for that, did I? No, I don't think I did.
Not on the forums.
Okay.
Okay, then no. Then no, I didn't do polls for those.
All right. The Lucy poll was the one that didn't show up as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. KATG episode 3802, Jury Duty and Stand Up Extravaganza, number 16.
Yes, that's the album I'm Dating Your Mom, and I enjoyed it. Did you guys feel ripped off at all? Like, hey, we're not getting shows per se, we're getting old stand up.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. Number one, we got the Jury Duty thoughts.
Yes,
okay. Which was very funny. Felt almost like stand-up because you didn't have like a co-host to bounce it off of. So, right. You know, you're like, and then this thing happened, and then this funny thing happened. All right. And this funny thing. But so you're getting new stuff because I think a lot of us were interested in how Jury Duty went.
Yes.
Last time we heard you were excited and we were like, hopefully he gets the Puff Daddy murders or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it was also just fun to hear that. But then also... And I have to say, man, like the I don't know if it's just a trick to get us to review your albums, but it was so good. I've told you before, yes, but this album particularly, I just love it so much. The beginning gets me every time. It doesn't matter how many times I've heard it. And it's like on my Apple, on my phone, mm-hmm, because I bought the albums. If I don't have something queued up and I get in my car, it auto-plays like a track, right, from and a lot album of them are from this album, yes, specifically.
And they randomly play.
And so I often hear it out of order is what I'm saying. Like I often hear like a track and I'm like, oh, that was good. You know, and I'm like, oh, what podcast was on? You know, and but listening to it again, man, it's so funny. It's so sharp. I love the way that it really plays with the, like, I'm getting older. I'm a white dude. I give up. I'm tired of this bullshit. And you're like, we lost key. What the fuck? And then, like, a couple, you're like, but that's bullshit, right? And then boom. And it's like, oh, yeah. But every time it works on me, it doesn't make sense, but it really does, even knowing it's coming.
At the, I remember it's after really that, funny. I remember after that show, some people said that in the beginning of the show, and you know, people that don't necessarily know Keith and the girl, and they're like, I was getting nervous.
Yeah.
I became some weird right wing, right.
You gotta look, dude. Man, let me tell you something, dude. Being a black, pretty liberal person, we've lost so many.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've lost so many people. It's where so you're like, sad. Man, you know that Adam Carolla, man, love that dude. Very funny. And then you just slowly see over him time, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Wait,
away.
What's going on over there? And so I think it'll always be a jump scare that works on me is the, all right, guys, this time I really mean it. It's time to go conservative. I'm like, no, what we were just saying. But even despite even just that part is always funny, but the whole thing is just funny. The stuff about the kids, the stuff kids about kids lying to their parents. Like, it's a really good album. It's honestly amazing you can do this shit once a year and not have, there are comedians that do this shit all the time, hone it to be perfect. And then you watch their special and you're like, ooh,
yeah.
Sorry you worked so hard on that one. Yeah,
like, try to surprise yourself,
that
maybe.
Was not good.
Maybe take a year off and come back. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe try different, but nah, it was really fucking good.
It was really good. I really enjoy whenever you give us like these recaps prior to the album playing. Because something that I would have never thought of, Googling reviews of the courthouse. I think I'm going to do that next time.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could actually Google reviews of the courthouse. It would make sense, but that never crossed my mind.
Yeah, I learned that you could go rent the court, or not even rent, but use the courthouse to do shit. Because your album, Sue Everybody, I remember when y'all talked about that photo shoot, and I was like, I would have never thought of that in a million years of just like, oh yeah, we like to rent out courtroom A, and you should be able to. I mean, it's like the library, it's a public good.
Yeah, no, I guess the pictures on the website also, but yeah, Sue Everybody is me at the judge's stand and the jury box. And I think they would have Googled me, like I said, and be like, yeah, you're off the fucking case.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's my right. Not the way you're doing it.
Yeah. Yes, is that a British white wig? What? No, right. No, sir.
I just keep thinking like Heath would have been the reason someone gets a retrial.
Right.
Like, yeah, guilty, except y'all let this motherfucker be on the other. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You gotta do it again.
Gotta do it again. And you also search questions that they may ask, which I would have never thought of either.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what they was going to ask. And like I said, I end up not getting selected like at all, Keith. I didn't even go. Here you call like a number and they tell you that you either coming in or they say you hadn't been selected. And you said yours is for 6 years. Mine is for two. They was like, you're out of the pool for 2 years. I don't know, because maybe the population is lower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But also because you didn't go at all. I did go. But the lottery, it seems, didn't even pick me. So I guess because I showed up, maybe it's more time. I don't know.
I can see that. That makes sense.
And I also like the point about everyone clapping because no one wants to do it. Right. And then you have to kind of go along with like, yeah, right?
Yeah, because we can go home
fucking
now.
Loser would want to help someone's life better or not.
And I'm going to tell my boss that I was here till 5. Oh, great.
Yeah. All right. We're all pieces of shit, right? It's funny that the people that work there are telling you that.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's supposed to be a moral situation, right? Like, right. We want you here because you're good, upstanding citizens that participate in society. Also, don't tell nobody. You can totally steal right. 8 hours of work today.
Yeah. Yeah. And I bet you it's one of the things, Keith, where you go, yay. And it was like, my boss. You was like, yeah, my boss too, right?
Right. Fuck bosses.
Yeah. Fuck bosses. Bosses are the worst.
Yeah, I was getting excited. And yeah. Yeah.
I want to do it too, by the way. I'm not like, I'm a weirdo too. My dad always tells me a story of this guy who was about to go to jail because they raided a drug house and he was just in the house. Like he had nothing on him. He wasn't using drugs. He didn't test positive for drugs. But he was sitting on a couch and under the couch there were drugs and shit. But everyone sitting on the couch was getting charged with possession of drugs. And my dad was on the jury and he was like, they haven't proven that guy was doing anything actually illegal. He's just in a place that people are doing shit that's illegal. Now, look, maybe he was doing something illegal, but you got to prove it.
Right.
And that guy didn't go to jail because my dad was on that fucking jury. And I think about that shit every time I get one of them summons. Like, maybe this is the case that's a big difference in someone's life going back in the day, going to jail for possession of drugs, a lot of drugs back then. You're talking 20, 30, 40 years of your life.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be one guy on the jury, like, that kind of bullshit, right? And boom.
When they started calling people's names, you know, you see him stand up, you see him walk to the front, and I'm like, him?
Right.
That's who, he's going to go far, I'm sure.
And the way it sounds like, particularly, I guess because you're in New York, you said it was a lot of people in there in the room. So what did they have? Y'all just packed in the room, just waiting?
They had a chair between all of us. But yeah, we were just waiting for 2 hours, and then they said time's up.
Jeez.
But yeah, there's a lot of people.
No chargers, no.
You could have. I didn't think to bring a charger. I didn't think about it, but you could. You can be on your phone. You can't take pictures.
But they don't have anything there for you, though.
No.
Is what I'm saying, like,
no.
Okay.
Oh, so you got basically have to self-entertain?
Yeah. Somebody said, I guess in a smaller town, they have like a little magazine selection for people, but there's too many people, so they don't bother with anything.
Mm. They figure out you coming up here, you know it's an event, so the
magazines, the magazines are like guilty, monthly.
Right.
He did it.
Right.
He did it weekly.
Final meal recipe ideas.
Yeah. It's like the Jet magazine, but the cover with OJ on it.
Yes.
You know,
like. Right.
Having the chefs up there with a smile. They be like, yeah, I made this meal 3 weeks ago. This is what he wanted. They wanted pizza, and I made it from scratch.
It's weird that, because you are doing them a favor, let's say, the and I guess you call them officers, these clerks, they're all polite, and it's just strange. Because when you're at a courthouse or you're dealing with cops, you're there for a bad reason. And here, it's the scary uniforms being polite and telling you where the water fountain is. It's odd.
It is scary. When that cop showed up to help that lady, I was worried. Like,
right.
I was worried for me, for obvious reasons. But then for her, I was still worried too, because she's incapacitated as this dude showing up. And like, I've heard every horror story about cops. And also I was nervous he was gonna show up and be like, actually, public intoxication, you're going to jail tonight or some shit. He didn't do any of that, but yeah, I see that uniform and I don't think, yay, the cops are here. I go, oh shit, the cops are here.
Yeah, and the only reason why, because I called the cops, the only reason why I called them was because I was like, we don't know where she is, like where her.
Well, she was literally too incapacitated for us to help her.
Yes. And I was like, we don't know where she belonged.
Yeah.
We don't know if she had a roommate. I was like, I didn't know what else to do.
Right. Yep.
We ended up, did this episode have Paul Keith?
Let me see here. Sorry, I forgot.
I'm checking just in case.
Right.
Yeah,
we don't
want to.
We don't want to go without it. Yeah, it's probably a jury duty question. Let's see here. Here we go. Like Keith, Do you want to be picked to be a juror on a real big case? 56% say yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. The only cases I'm really scared of being on is the Trump cases where he tries to make people kill the people that are
right.
In the court.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
Those are the ones I'm a little. I'm like, God damn, I want to die for this shit. I just want to like help the wheels of justice. I want to have a cool story to tell, not like rest in peace.
Right.
Yes.
He lied like about me. The size of his building. Well, I said I'm 7 inches. I don't know. Who cares?
We all tell lies.
We can all see the size, but who cares?
Yeah, I get on a case like that. I'd be like, fake news. Mm-mm. Don't believe a word that man says. He is guilty. They're like, ma'am, if you don't get out our faces.
Yeah. Right.
So I would eliminate myself purposefully, too. On purpose. KATG, episode 3803, God Bless the USA with Lacey Pohl.
She found a way to do it.
Lucy Pohl.
I think we said her name 8 times already.
We already said it so many times.
How? Had a running start. My bad, y'all.
The name came from Donald Trump's God Bless the USA Bible. And they made a joke about that on SNL. But he had to keep saying, this is real. There really is a God Bless the USA Bible that Trump endorses. They're like, the only Bible endorsed by Trump. The Bible endorsed by Trump. And it comes with the Constitution. It comes with the Bill of Rights. It comes with Lee Greenwood's lyrics to, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Everything, to everything but the books of the Bible. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Right. And it's also weird because it's $60.
Yeah.
And like, that's, I'm sure you can get a Bible for free. I bet if you walk into any church in America,
they will hand it to you.
May I have an extra copy of the Bible? They'll gladly give it to you for fucking free.
Yes, they would. Here you go.
But does that have the Star Spangled Banner in it? Nope.
Probably not. Probably not. So
Declaration of Independence.
You can probably get that for free somewhere too. But yeah. You gotta go like walk across town. I hear you.
It's a lot. I
picture at the end of the Bible, it also has like a dash and it says Donald Trump.
Yes, like he absolutely. He signs it like he signed those checks that people got.
he crossed out 2 of the commandments.
Yeah.
You know what, Keith, when you get in, it was like, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Trump.
Right.
And just put Trump at the end.
It would almost be worth it if they translated the Bible into Trump speak.
Right.
That'd be great.
In the beginning, it was nothing. It was the most beautiful nothing of all time.
It was,
and then I showed up on the scene.
It was a great tower, the biggest, greatest tower you'd ever seen. Full of immigrants. Nobody could understand what everybody was saying.
Right. And on day 8, he made me. And that was when everything was done.
In this episode, I was laughing at Lucy because this is something me and Roger talked about with a lot of people. People don't like to admit that as you get older, your sight changes just naturally anyway. Mm-hmm. And Lucy was like, but I got to get glasses. It's like, it's okay. The world does. You ain't the first person, nor will you be the last person to ever need glasses.
Yeah, but she's a superhero, right?
Right.
You don't want to see a superhero with glasses.
There's so many superheroes with glasses at this point.
Are there?
Clark Kent wears them. Clark Kent wears them just to fuck with us.
He does.
You know? He don't need to do that shit.
Perfect vision.
There's so many. And then if you watch like anime and cartoons, like they make the glasses cool. They do this move right here where they touch their glasses in the middle and they always shine. And that's when you know that motherfucker's about to whoop someone's ass.
Yes.
They just push their glasses up.
I'm like, oh, shit now. Like, bung die. And then next thing you know, it's a fight. Let's go.
But it is. I think what the problem is it's just hard out here for beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it goes to their head. You got so long, but we all get old and we all don't look as good as we did a long time ago. And then you need the glasses. And that's like, you have to admit it. Mm-hmm. Finally, like,
you're a person.
My eyes are old.
Yeah.
I'm human like you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's okay. You made me laugh when you talked about Mr. Magoo. I am old enough to remember that cartoon. And yes, that man literally died hundreds of times, mm-hmm. just randomly walking into shit because he could not see. Just put your glasses on, sir.
He was like the original Inspector Gadget.
We honestly need a cartoon of Mr. Magoo where he just puts on glasses and nothing bad happens.
Right. He's a cop.
Just 15 minutes of like just normal living his life. Like he like a bus comes and he avoids it. He's like, oh shit, I almost got hit by a bus. It's crazy.
Never seen that before. Woo.
It's like the most boring cartoon of all time, but it's also like the funniest payoff for a joke.
Right. And you know, at the beginning, he ought to just randomly walk into the eye place, like, you know, because he's blind. So they was like, you know what, sir, let's check your eyes. Put the glasses on, and he was like, oh shit, I can see. And then that's the rest of the show. That would be great. Heath.
Yes.
Your poor hometown. I'm so glad you left.
Oh, my God. The
about them kids in that assignment about buying slaves.
Somerset, Pennsylvania. It's all white kids. And they had the white kids, fifth graders, say what they would look for in a slave and what attributes they need.
And the school had a nurse to fight them. If the people hadn't been on social media, they'd let it ride. I was like, y'all really think this bullshit's okay?
I don't know how many times I could make the same point, but what happened to the lesson plan?
Yes, it was a lesson plan.
We all went to school. We did teach. They did teach us something about slavery. I'm not saying it was good or long. It was two paragraphs in some of these books, but it was a thing the teacher could read and say, and then we moved the fuck on.
Teach the kids about slavery, but make it your own.
Right.
Don't do
this
that.
This hands-on shit, like, all right, guys, you're going to be the slaves today. It's crazy. And I don't remember any other stuff we learned like that. Like, I just remember school being boring. I don't remember like, but remember what we learned about the lost colony?
No.
And then like they made us go to the woods blindfolded. No one ever did that shit.
School for me was boring as shit always. And so I was like, I'm glad never again, you know. And what's very frustrating to me is y'all don't ever do this with Jewish people. You don't ever do this with any other subsection.
Yeah, we don't have
it's any. Us that y'all be like, y'all know what? Let's freestyle it. No, bitch, read a book like you do everybody else.
Yeah, there's no reenactment of the Trail of Tears. Obviously, no Holocaust reenactment. It's just always around like this time of year. And it's just like, you know what, man? Fuck it. Let's go outside, guys. Get the whips and chains.
And you know what? I would be mad regardless, but at least if it was equal opportunity, I'd be like, well, shit, they doing it to everybody.
Yeah.
But they not, though. When have you heard of somebody talking about a lesson plan where they was like, we went up and reenacted Anne Frank's up in the attic? No. What are we doing here, dear people?
It's also weird, too, because it's like, we all know our teachers. They were adults. They didn't want to be there. We didn't want to be there. Right. This is the one time, you know, so I'm like, oh, captain, my captain, let's stand on the desk bullshit. Like, nah, man, just fucking mail it in like everything else. It's already tough enough. Crazy.
Right.
It's also crazy. They had the black school. The kids had to say why they would make good slaves.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And you're like, I would resist and fight back and kill them. No, that's an F. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then you say one of the students ended up getting a bad grade. Yeah. And they was like, I wouldn't treat them bad. Like, they people too. Yeah. And they was like, no, wrong answer.
Sorry.
You'd be surprised like when you get caught up in it, okay? So
yeah, it's different. I mean, that's cool until they don't do something you say.
Right.
Then you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Hold on.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
You guys have been following Sean Puffy Diddy Combs, I assume?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's big news in the black Twitter land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not looking good for him, right?
Nope. Not at all.
You know what? Him and that WWE dude, almost
Vince McMahon.
Yes, same scenario. Yes. What happened? They didn't pay. And so when they didn't pay, they was like, oh, you don't want to pay? Well, then, bitch, I'm telling everybody. Because what happened was that they had like this certain period of time where you could come out and you could tell your stories.
Right.
But you could sue. The statute of limitations on suing people.
Okay, suing.
Was opened for the Me Too movement, and it expired this year, like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie, a former singer, label person under Bad Boy, and girlfriend of his, that is at least that's what all of us thought.
Mm-hmm. Right?
She sued him, and he didn't want to settle. She originally just said, hey, give me this amount of money and I won't sue you. He said, fuck that shit. I ain't giving you no money. She's like, okay, cool. I'm going to make it public. Publicly, her shit dropped. He immediately then paid.
Mm-hmm.
Which, did he not think she would do it? I don't know. I've never abused people, so right. I can't get into that headspace of like, fuck him that he had. Once she did that, there were still like a few more days or weeks until the statute passed. Mm-hmm. So then more people came out that was like, well, shit, now that she said it,
right.
I was 15 and you did this to me. I was working for you and you did this to me, which is why. And the original public accusations by Cassie were so detailed.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
And like confirmed and corroborated from other people. One of the stories is Kid Cudi, a rapper, mm-hmm. was dating Cassie. He was trying to date Cassie. Puff Daddy found out he was interested in Cassie and said, I will blow his fucking car up. Like, I'll kill him. His car did blow up in his driveway. He wasn't in it, but he also don't fuck with Cassie anymore. And when this thing dropped, Kid Cudi came out and said, yeah, that did happen. So this is looking real bad for Puff Daddy. Mm-hmm. But if he go to jail, he go to jail. Who gives a fuck? I don't care.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. That Godzilla song was good, though.
Yeah, he ain't made good. It's like, this is one of the things I'll say. If you ain't made a good song in a while, it might be wrong, and I wish I had a higher moral stance, but I don't. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Bye. You're not even making good shit.
We've been fine without you, it seems.
Yes.
Okay.
What are we protecting? Like, right.
Yo, what are we protecting?
It's like defending Mike Tyson now. It's like, well, when he was knocking people out and y'all were paying $100 an hour for right. it, okay. But this motherfucker ain't knocked nobody out in 20 years. He could go to jail. They can all go to jail. R. Kelly music was whack when he went. I think when you start doing fucked up shit, your music get whack. Kanye right. shit whack now.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, everything just declined. I don't know what happens, but all of a sudden, everything just sucks.
Why does evil take the goodness out of the artist? I don't know why, but it do.
Mm-hmm. It sucks it out of them.
Either that or getting caught takes it out, but something take it out.
Right.
And it's like this shit, you can make a demarcation in like good Michael Jackson music to me, to where I'm like, oh, and then he must have been touching kids because this shit is boring.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy, how crazy was that? We talked about that bridge collapsing. You guys saw the video, of course,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the thing about that, Keith, is that this Roger used to work for that company.
Maersk.
And Roger and me and him, I haven't been on the boat, but I've actually been by the boat. And a lot of people don't understand how big those boats is and how heavy those boats are.
I used to take a tour. They would offer a tour every year. And I'm like, a day off of work, sign me up.
Right.
And so we drive down to Charleston and get on the container ship, like walk to port, get off and stuff.
What's the company?
Maersk, Maersk.
Okay.
I would take that tour. And the first thing I realized when I saw Twitter that morning, when everyone was asking the same question, was like, so it's not made where a boat can hit it and it'll fucking stand. And I was like, oh, because no one knows how big those boats really are.
They don't.
Like, you see them from a distance, you see them from the land. If you get on one of those motherfuckers, you're like, huge. This shit is like a city full of shit. Like, just full of, every container is full of shit. We sent the Humvees to Iraq, went on those. You see what I'm saying? That's how big they are. Nothing has a chance. Like, I don't even believe them when they're like, because some people try to, they're like, well, that bridge old and some of the newer bridges. No. If you hit the newer bridges, it's going down.
Fall too.
This is just a thing that can never happen. If it happens, everyone's dying. You're lucky it didn't happen at 8 a.m. rush hour or something.
Right.
Everyone was going to die. You saw how it went down.
It crumbled like paper.
You just build a bridge higher or the water got to be lower or something. But if it motherfucking hit that support, yeah, that's all there is to it. Or you get those bridges that do the thing where it goes up like they have in Charleston, but you're going to fucking die. You know, I hate this. It's the people who the planes hit the towers and they're like, I mean, they can't make a tower that. No, you can't make a tower that a fucking 747 can
bounce off,
crash into and then be okay. I'm sorry.
Well, it's gonna bounce off of it.
Shit ain't Legos. It's fucking life. Everyone's dead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cold, but that shit was getting on my nerves all morning. It was just like, well, what if, I mean, see, this is what's wrong with the infrastructure in America. It's like, no.
No, it ain't had nothing to do with that.
The infrastructure everywhere won't let something that big crash into it.
But this poor Pete Buttigieg, he's like, I'm working on the planes now. Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, thing. Yes. You mean like, I got doors falling off. I got tires falling out the air. I got iPhones falling out the sky. And now I got to worry about a fucking bridge.
I saw in one of his press conferences, he tried to make a point about how that bridge was made in like the black part of town. And so the reason it's not higher elevated is because like people were cheap on making it. But he shouldn't even have said that shit, because the second he said it, a bunch of right wing people were like, oh, so now it's racism that made the bridge different. It's like, oh, fuck, man. They just fucking thoughts and prayers. I see why y'all say thoughts and prayers now.
Yeah, for everything, because it's not worth it. Even though he was spitting facts, they don't want to hear that.
It don't matter.
They were like,
so DEI killed. I was like, oh, God, no.
And what's crazy about it is people don't realize it is going to take years to replace that bridge. And you're talking about where they said like 300,000 something cars cross that bridge. That's like some ridiculous number.
I forget the number. It's like 30,000.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah. Whatever. Crosses that bridge every day. So now all these commuters are going to have to route consistently around these areas. So I could see a lot of people demanding to work from home. They're like, I'm not sitting in traffic 8 hours just because I can't cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Work from the house, dog.
You have to go under tunnels now. There's an Amazon thing on one side of the bridge that now they have to go to different ports. There's it's the number one like car export terminal in America. So now new cars and shit, you gotta figure out what to do with that. And with these vessels coming from so far away, it's not like you go, hey, the bridge is down, turn around. They're like, I think it's called force majeure. Basically, just drop off the shit at the port. Like, hey, good luck figuring out what y'all gonna do with it. But this shit is not going back to Cambodia.
They was like, I'm a boat. My job was to drop it off.
Yeah.
This is as far as I can go. Your problem.
I do have a point though about first of all, congratulations on the big 5-0, Keith. I know it's coming up.
Yep, coming up.
I'll be
45
tomorrow.
45 tomorrow. All right. Are you excited? Does the number mean anything to you?
I am excited. I don't know, because it's like one of these things where I'm one of them people where I'm corny. I'm like, I am just happy to be here. I know that might sound silly. Right. I'm like, I'm just happy to be here. Because a lot of people, I understand, they get all sad and depressed. I was like, no, the other alternative is death. So I am more than happy all to be here and be happy.
And the other thing was your dad's weird Wendy's lie came back up in this episode. Yeah. And I don't know. You probably made the point already, but I don't know why this time it hit me. The Mr. Malley thing, no one puts last names on name tags.
They don't. Everybody does first name.
It's just first name.
Yeah.
If you get the whole first name. I've only been Rod. I've never been Roderick anywhere. And I've definitely never been Roderick Morrow. Mr. Malley, you made the greatest sandwich. Get the...
Ever.
God damn.
Everybody in the writing room, stop. Who made this sandwich? The best sandwich I've ever had in my life.
Strangers are eating it, but they're looking at each other across the room.
Oh, yes. Right? Kudos to the chef.
Right?
No, that's not realistic.
It's before cell phones, so they're pulling out like real cameras to take pictures of it.
They put out the Kodaks.
Yeah, go get the Polaroid out the car. No, don't anyone take a bite yet. This is fucking
this is crazy.
I gotta put out the flash for this.
This is so funny. Your dad he got his own Bible version of the Bible.
Yeah.
He has his own reality.
Wendy came up to him and said, this is a goddamn good sandwich.
Right. Yes. Dave
himself walked up.
You know,
the greatest chef ever.
What's funny about what you just said, Karen, is that is a TikTok trend that people were doing. They were running up to the counter of restaurants. Someone else would film them and they would be like, who made this sandwich? And like they were mad. And then someone would be like, eventually someone would be like, you know, I made it. And he's like, this is the best sandwich I've ever had. Like, so it's funny that you said that, because that is a thing now. Mr. Malley was
40
years ahead of his time. Right.
Or he saw it on TikTok. You know, nothing is original.
Who knows?
For all these lies, nothing is original.
Your dad was way ahead of his time. Did we have a... Yeah, we did. Did we cover the poll?
As a juror... A judge asked you if you were ever the victim of a crime, were you? That's one of the questions that supposedly I was going to be asked. Were you the victim of a crime? And I'd go, fuck yes, I was. Let's get this party started. There were guns. Let's go.
You have to ingratiate yourself to a side.
Right.
So if you say that, then at least the people that are prosecuting are like, okay. Got us one.
We got
one. You know?
Right.
Because I don't know how to play it, because I don't think I've been a victim of like having to call the police on a crime that happened to me.
No, not that happened to me.
You know? But at the same time, it's kind of like...
Not that happened to me.
How has anyone not been the victim of a crime?
Right?
Like, I'm sure I've had something stolen and just went, like, I'm not calling the police.
Yeah, I've had it happen before. Yeah, well, I'm like, you know what? It's just not worth the hassle.
Like, I guess I just don't have a tablet or whatever.
I guess it's gone.
I'm buying a new tablet tonight because it's bullshit. They stole my phone at the Y. Did I tell the police? I mean, I told them on my way out, and then they went, oh, yeah, they do that sometimes. I went, okay, we're not doing paperwork, are we? I'm just going to AT&T.
Yeah, if it's the polls, were you ever the victim of a crime? If I had to hit no, I'd feel like a dork.
Yeah, like I
kind of life
like
am I living? No one got me,
right?
Nobody.
And I feel like an asshole having to ask them for clarification to be like, I can put yes, even though I didn't call the cops, right?
Right.
Because clearly, crime is. I'm a person.
Yeah. I mean, there's no record of it, but does that count? Does it have to be on file?
We've all been assaulted, right? Like looking around the room, right?
Right. Right. How about crimes of the heart?
I'll tell you what's a crime. Paying $7 for a Whopper. Am I right, everybody? All right, check out my podcast. I'm not going to get selected, but girl.com.
Yeah. I can see somebody. I'll tell you what's a crime. That new fee they're about to charge for everybody driving up to Manhattan.
Yeah.
That's a crime. Right. $15 per car.
That's some Larry David shit.
And I can see him being pissed and not paying it.
Yeah. No, I mean, in my mind, Larry David holds court at the jury thing and it's funny and everybody loves. Like, I could see him liking that. Yeah. Sorry, that was a total tangent, Karen.
As a juror, a judge asked you if you were the victim of a crime, were you? 56% say yes.
Yeah.
Most people have been at some
period. Surprise, that's not 100, but some of y'all live in Germany with Appia and no crime happens.
Oh, right.
The most that happens is a lost dog.
Right.
You know, so they good. Q&A.
Yes.
Episode 147, Souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
It was a collection of people. Yay!
We just did that so that you'd have to say names.
Oh, yeah. Were there names in the title?
No, there wasn't. No.
Okay, I'm about to say, because I was like, I don't see the name.
Because I would have remembered, just because I would be looking forward to that, too.
Right.
How did the idea come about to have all the people?
That's my question.
I was thinking about doing it. Snicky did want to be part of Keith and the Girl, but gets shy last minute and doesn't do it. So we were like trying to convince her to do it. Also, coincidentally, it sounded like Newsy the time before was having a stroke, because it's just me and him and he has to do so much talking and he insists the shows are 3 hours long. So then between the two things, it's like, hey, what if we brought in somebody? He was all for that. And so in the chat room, we were talking, and so Snicky was going to do it. Then Josh Rogers was like, I'll support you too. I'll write you jokes on the side or something. So we said, okay, how about you do it too? Matthew was there. Matthew has a memory of a lot of details from the past, from past shows. No. So we thought he'd be fun. So next thing you know, it was a party. In fact, we're going to start recording those shows on Thursday, and the Wednesday before in the chat room, we'll grab some people.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
And man, Matthew, it's not just that he remembers. to have a mastery of it over it that fast. Like,
yeah,
because when you're typing or writing something, it's like, oh, maybe he looked it up, or he like mm-hmm. he's off the top of his head and he's like adding details that are like the tiniest fucking detail, but it's like, oh yeah, they did have a band together. How the fuck do you know that?
Right. And he's so funny too. You would think like a robot like that wouldn't be funny.
Right.
But everybody yes. was great. Yeah.
Yes. It was so fun. I got to hear the acoustic version of Gin and Juice.
Uh-huh. I love that. Snicky playing the uke. Little that's Gin and Juice and Skeet Skeet motherfucker.
I feel like that's everyone's guilty pleasure, but no one in America wants to admit it. But white people acoustic covers of hip hop are mm-hmm. so good.
They're yes.
Because if they're bad, they're good. If they're good, they're good.
Yes.
It's always funny. I hate that I feel like we lost those after George Floyd got killed. People were like, stop it. But we need to bring them back. It's been long enough. They're firing all the diversity people at the, let's bring them back.
Yeah. They're so good. And you don't realize how dopey the lyrics are to a lot of these songs.
Until you hear it. Because all of a sudden you're like, I thought I knew the words. Apparently, I don't think I knew them as good as I did.
There are a lot of bitches in the club.
Right.
Hey, bitch. Suck my dick, bitch. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's like, oh.
Yeah.
This is deeper than I thought.
Yeah, I love that point about Gin and Juice specifically. Because I'm a lyrics person, so I think about that stuff a lot.
Right.
I'm more lyrics than music, like more than beat and all that stuff. So I'm always like, I guess people like they don't mind, but it's right there in the lyrics. And then I feel like about once every 10 years we have a reckoning where people are like, did you know mm-hmm. that Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are misogynist? And I'm like,
yeah,
it was no always shit. There, but it was jamming, but it was all when I fucked you last night, baby.
Come before on.
I even opened up your gap. That's right there in the opening lyrics. We just didn't give a fuck. I don't know what to tell you. Right. Now we need white people to go back, sing them on ukuleles.
Yes.
Boom.
Right.
Yes. It ain't no fun if your homie can't have none. It ain't no fun.
It was fun. We were in the car coming back from the orange.
Yes, we were partying.
And we were singing along to it. I was like, yeah, this is the shit.
I had a ball and that was fun. And Newsy, you are dedicated to the cause because you did some young people shit. I'm not driving out for sex. No, I'm old and it's not worth the drive.
What kind of sex?
Driving one hour for sex.
Oh, remember how he said somebody had called and he like took the pill halfway through the trip?
Right. And you got to drive back.
Right.
That's the longer drive. Good. The drive up there probably feels short. But the drive back is like, all right. Jesus, what was I thinking?
Yes. Dedicated to the cause. Kudos to you, sir.
He shouted me out because he said Hemda and Danny were up to 2-minute 40-second planks. I think that's April Fool's. I don't think that's possible. I've been doing planks for 10 weeks. I don't think anyone can do them that long. I think I'm up to I've actually stopped counting the seconds now. The trainer has me doing bear planks. And then you take they're called dumbbell clears. You have a dumbbell on the ground and you move it with one hand to this side, put your other hand down, move it with the other hand to the other side. Right. And I can do it 20 times and it's fucking, it's terrible. I get done and I don't know how I did it.
Right.
Because it's just I did do it. But
I remember the steps.
I always save it for last. And they're not even full planks. They're bare planks. Like they're adjusted so that I don't have to try to do it the full way. Now the moving the thing is hard, but I've done elevated planks. That minute is long. A minute is long.
Yeah.
40? Man. They were getting it. Good for them.
I did a plank with you and that shit, every second felt like a whole eternity in your brain.
The trainer will be doing this thing in my brain. She was like, all right, we're going to do this for a minute. Don't worry, I'm going to let you know. And then I started doing it and I feel like you want to say it's been a minute? Because it's clearly been a fucking minute to me. And she's like, don't worry, 30 more seconds. 30? Bitch, that's half.
You can come in with an alarm clock the next day. Like, you seem to not have know how to keep time.
You know what? Let me do my phone and you go do something else and don't watch me. Yeah, but
I don't think we on in the same time of reality.
240 is crazy. And then Bomani does give acknowledgments to the audience during our reshoots and stuff. But the problem is it happens so many times. You only get the, you can acknowledge the audience like two times, sure, three times at most. And even then, at some point, they start being like, all right, get it together. What the fuck, man? Like, we're rooting for you, but like, we don't need a thing. You're keeping us here longer with this bullshit. Right. And Bomani's a funny guy, but he's not a comedian. So it was always awkward when he did those things because, you know, like comedians have all these like, you know, years of crowd work and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sometimes Bo would say something, it'd land so flat. And then you have this extra weight of like, I just disappointed you with my off the cuff thing. Here's the thing we wrote that I just fucked up. We're going to do that again. Can you please laugh as hard as you did the first time? It's hard.
Who's Bill O'Reilly? You know, fuck it, we'll do it live. Fuck this fucking thing sucks. I don't know how that doesn't happen more often.
Yes, honestly, and Bo was good. Like, you know, he's like really smart, reads well, all this shit. There were people that worked on other shows, and they're like, yeah, man, there's other people. We've been here for like an hour and a half, like just
reshooting.
Oh fuck, damn. All right, stop one more time, and it's just. They're like, some shows we would get through so clean, they'd make him do a reshoot just to have it. Like, just to be like,
we got another cut just in case. Yeah.
And then the other thing that was messed up about the COVID protocols that Keith pointed out, we had all the protocols.
Right.
when he was like, is it worth it to get COVID? I'm like, maybe not for the audience, but for us, they had us doing so much shit.
They was like, you can't get sick.
It was crazy the amount of like testing and fucking social distancing. And then you get to show day and they just pile a bunch of people next to each other, like, but fuck these guys, right? I guess so.
And Karen, if I remember correctly, you were gonna meet the host after one of the shows. You had to take a test, right? And wait for the results.
I had to go and take it. They took me to another room. She tested me and all that stuff. But like I say, I was very conscious anyway. When the government, and they still do, giving a bunch of free tests, I would test myself before I got on the plane. I would get to Roderick's house where he was. I would test myself there too.
But the point is, you could have not done any of that and you could still be an audience member.
Right.
I was just being extra cautious.
Like that season, I don't even think they tested artists. The first season, they would test them. And I guess if you tested positive, they must have sent people home or something.
But I wasn't tested, though.
Yeah, that second season, they were just like, that's on y'all. Y'all wanted to see a show.
Right. Yeah, you in here. Everybody wants shit to go back to normal.
Yeah. So personally, like I said, I didn't experience that part of it. But they definitely didn't give a fuck about them people.
Right.
Mm-mm.
How's everybody doing? Oh, fucking great, Jesus.
All right. You stay over there, stay over there. All right. Bomani's gonna come out. You stay way behind the line. Bomani's gonna come out. We're all gonna cheer for him. You're gonna cheer from over there. Very politely to yourselves, okay?
Oh, megaphone.
Cough amongst each other.
Megaphone, that doesn't seem right. Okay.
Cough amongst each other. We'll be right back.
Cough amongst yourselves.
No. Oh no, that's how I felt.
That was all my chewing stuff.
No problem. That was it for me. And last week, great job, Rod.
Great job,
I appreciate
guys.
That. Yep. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah. Great co-host.
Hold it down.
Yes.
You know?
They did good too.
Karen doesn't want to end this because she's not used to the show not being 7 hours.
What's wrong?
I said this could be short. We don't have a lot to review. We got two stand-ups. We got Karen's. You know, Karen doesn't like laying in the plane. She's like Boeing.
Right.
I'll tell you some behind the scenes stuff that's fun. The next show that I record will be with Brother Love.
Ooh,
everybody loves him. The plan for doing live shows again is we're still in the works. Chris and Craig, are helping me, and by helping me, I mean doing it all, templates and going live and fun segments and all this kind of thing. It's a little overwhelming to me right now, but we're getting it, and I am very excited about it.
How's the soundboard thing going?
I didn't set it up yet, but I am very excited about it. Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be able to change camera angles and, of course, make fart sounds.
Oh, word? Yo, that's big time, man. All the new hip podcasters are doing that change camera thing. They're so much cooler than me.
I don't like that you have to nowadays, though.
I don't either. Yeah. I feel like a dinosaur for not changing. But I'm like, fuck y'all. That's not how we do it over here.
And I've never messed with that stuff, but of course I've seen it. So when I see the three of us in a room practicing, and then, you know, somebody takes over the box of somebody else slowly. You know, I know there's words for this, but I'm like, and then I'll come
that's
in.
That's me.
The audience will come all over the place. So we're probably going to test it on the 17th live with Diamond Dogs, and then maybe a first live Keith and the Girls show on the 19th of April is the plan right now. So we'll see.
Nice.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, cool. Anything else behind the scenes? Anybody no show you this week? Any, you know, is it hard getting guests?
I have to set up a calendar. I've been doing it last minute. Like getting the guests last minute. But that's been fun. And I like putting the stand up out that people can see it's not a joke. I do it. So that was fun. But yeah, it was a fun week.
All right, cool.
Hey. Good to hear. If nobody has anything else, thank you for listening, everybody. KeithandTheGirl.com.